The Prodigal Daughter, Disc 7.
Chapter 16. Nancy Ching had run the store well while Florentino was away in the hospital. But with Kane Jr. safely parked in a crib in the back room, Florentino was only too happy to return to work. She explained to Miss Treadgold, when she sent the first photo of them together, that she was hoping to be a responsible mother until it became impossible not to employ someone. "Not that I'll find anyone like you outside of Much Haddam," she added. During the first 2 years of their marriage, both she and Richard had concentrated on building their careers. While Florentino was acquiring her second store, Richard was advancing another rung on the bank ladder. Florentino would have liked to spend more time concentrating on fashion trends rather than day-to-day finances, but she felt unable to ask Richard to spend every night on her books after he returned from the bank. She discussed her bold ideas for the future with Nancy, who was a little skeptical about placing so many orders for small women's sizes. "It may suit me," the petite Chinese girl grinned, "but not most American women."
"I don't agree. Small is going to be beautiful, and we must be the first to anticipate it. If American women think it's the trend, we're going to witness a skinny revolution, the like of which will even make you look fat."
Nancy laughed.
"Looking at your future orders for fours and sixes, you'd better be right."
Neither Richard nor Florentina brought up the vexing subject of their families after George's visit, since they both despaired of any reconciliation. They both spoke to their mothers on the phone from time to time, and although Richard received letters from his two sisters, he was particularly sad that he wasn't invited to attend Virginia's wedding. This unhappy state of affairs might have drifted on indefinitely had it not been for two events. The first was hard to avoid, while the second was caused when the wrong person picked up the phone. The first occurred because it was Los Angeles's turn to open a Baron. Florentina followed its progress with great interest while she was preparing to open her third store. The new hotel was completed in September 1960, and Florentina took the afternoon off to watch Senator John Kennedy perform the opening ceremony. She stood at the back of a large crowd that had come to see the candidate, while she kept an eye on her father. He seemed to her a lot older and had certainly put on weight. From those who were surrounding him, it was obvious that he was now well connected in Democratic circles. If Kennedy was elected, she wondered, would her father be offered the chance to serve under him?